When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, who has not taken advantage of the week free trial of the fitness app yet? Check it out. It is a one-stop shop for all your fitness, nutrition, and wellness needs. Custom meal plans, personalized workout programs, meditations, sleep programs, community, support, and so much more. You can use it on any device, anywhere, any place, anytime. No equipment needed, or all the equipment in the world is in there. There's yoga, there's kickboxing, there's audio only workouts, there's HIIT training, weight loss programs, prenatal programs. Anything and everything you can think of is in the fitness app. And if you go to thefitnessapp.com/podcastdeal, you can get 25% off an annual subscription for $89.99 a year. So check it out and start your free trial today.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, Conversations with Jillian Michaels.
All right, team. Today's conversation is with Dr. Uma Naidu. So we've had her on before. She is a nutritional psychiatrist. We were talking about her internationally best-selling book, This Is Your Brain on Food. So you guys may remember what a badass this woman is. She looks at the way nutrition impacts your mood, your state of mind, anxiety, stress, depression, which is apropos, Cindy. I think everybody is getting their ass kicked yet again by one more year in this decade. Oh my goodness. So listen, don't worry. We're going to be talking about all things alcohol, cytotoxin, or superfood. We're going to be looking at foods to help with libido. I mean, we are going to have the best show ever with Dr. Naidu. But oh my God, who is getting their butt kicked in 2022? I count the days until 2023, which I said in 2021, yeah, and 2020.
I'll never forget in 2019 when you said, hopefully next year be much better than this year.
Oh my
year.
God, did I say that? I mean, it just, you guys, and you know what sucks is that a lot of the bad news I'm hearing is about people's health, particular their, I mean, I'm hearing horror stories. So I guess I'm lucky, you know, as the kind of Larry David-esque escapades of my life unfold, you know, it's just one absurd inconvenience after another that you're like, all right, you know, this is just life. But I continue to hear horror stories. Like, my dad's in the hospital. They're not going to be able to clear the blockages in his heart. So you're like, oh man, that's not good. You know, geez, dad's back in the hospital. Another friend of mine's mom just diagnosed with cancer. Deshanna's friend's mom diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I'm like, every single time, Cindy, every time I talk to somebody, yeah. I ran into a friend, her husband just died of cancer. She's young. She's my age. And I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, what? You know, this is not the kind of stuff that I tend to deal with. Of like, I lost my job and then, or, you know, not, I don't lose my job, but business stuff goes down, constant mess. Like, I cannot seem to get a win. Like, we will get everything all the way to the finish line. Like that 1 yard line. And then there's something in the deal. And you're like, how did this is a deal breaker. This is a no. You know, it's just been like that all year. And I'm like, oh my God, like statistically based on the numbers, shouldn't there be a win? You know,
That's funny.
Tell me.
I say that every time anything remotely positive happens and there's like a caveat, I'm like, just take the win. Just take the win and feel it, take it in, because it's going to be gone soon. That feeling will be gone soon. And yes, part of it is our age and the age of the parents of our friends and our parents. But I'm noticing it, and maybe it's because of long COVID, people in their 20s coming down with things physically that they didn't have to deal with before.
I'm just hearing horror stories. One of the women who works at my company, and mind you, this has been going on for several years, a couple of years, but she's like, oh, I've got to go to a funeral. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And so her friend, their child had cancer and died. And it was like a 3-year-old. And you're just like, you fucking kidding? Like, I don't know. It's everywhere I turn, I'm hearing these stories. And you know, you listen to these conversations and it's like, oh, food and mood, food and depression, food and anxiety, sleep and mood and anxiety and breathing and exercise. And like, all of these things are good, but God, if I was going through any one of those things, I don't think I'd get out of bed, Cindy. Mm. I think I would just, like, when I get hit with a ton of bricks, I kind of just like, everything stops.
Yeah.
I don't make it to the gym. I don't take my supplements. I don't go, you know, to McDonald's, but it just kind of, I can't imagine losing a kid or watching a parent like slowly wither away. And I don't know. I'm not here to tell you if you're going through this, because I imagine a lot of you are, because everybody seems to be, to give up or it's hopeless. That's not what I'm saying. I think I'm just trying to say that I am so sorry for what you're going through. If you are in fact going through something like this, you have my empathy and my thoughts, and hang in there. Cause even though I keep thinking it's a numbers game, right? I'm like, it's going to get better. Like, at some point it will get better. It's a matter of odds. You can't lose every single one. Can't land black on every fucking time. It cannot. Right. And then you got to go back to, what can I learn? How can I grow? Even though some things seem insurmountable, and at the time it seems absurd to, quote, look for a lesson, there will come a time where you will look for the lesson, or you'll have to give these things a meaning of some sort. And I watched G. I mean, he's the perpetual optimist, right? And I used to think he was just, I was like, you got to stop. And you'd always kind of see not the realist, the optimist. And that poor guy got smashed so hard this year with so many things. So he gets on the phone with me the other day, and, you know, we're working on selling a company. And I was like, what do you think, G? Because it affected like my decision on a few other things. He goes, I don't know, Mom, I give it 50-50. And the old G would have like, yeah, Mama, yeah. You know what I mean? He would have. So maybe despite everything he's been through, this sort of pragmatism and this realism, I actually think it's good for him, because previously, he would want it to be great for you, though, almost, right? That codependence of like, I can fix it. I can make it better. I can make it great. He lost his best friend. His father's in the hospital again. You know, we've had like so many work, just complete like 1 yard liners that just implode at the very last minute after months of work on things. But I think I finally see him where he's like, there's nothing. It's going to go the way it's going to go.
Whereas acceptance.
Yeah. Like it's going to go the way it's going to go. And he used to have nightmares that like horses would fall on me and he couldn't lift them off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, that dream's over. Like I died under that fucking horse. There's nothing you can do about it. So anyway, the point is there's a lesson in there somewhere that will hopefully bring you peace. Look for it. And obviously if your depression or your anxiety or your sadness is deep and situational or chronic, you should absolutely see a psychiatrist. There is no shame in that. And you know, that kind of chemical depression can be very difficult to dig your way out of because it begets itself. So this segment with Dr. Naidu is fun, and we're looking at, you know, quick, rapid fire, like menopause, do this, libido, do that, alcohol, yay or nay? Well, depends. Okay. Caffeine, what do I do? Yeah. Yeah, but if, you know, if you're dealing with some heavy, heavy shit, get some real help. Know that you're not alone. And, you know, we're thinking about you. We're feeling your pain. We're sending you love and support. And hopefully the show makes you feel that way and keeps you a little bit entertained and gives you a distraction and empowers you to take charge of the things you can. We will be right back with nutritional psychiatrist, Harvard-trained Dr. Uma Naidu. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. All right, team, we are back with my guru here, Dr. Uma Naidu, the author of This Is Your Brain on Food. And as promised, she's going to be answering some questions, but you guys sent in so many questions about the same stuff that I thought we could play a little game here, Doc. And I thought I could throw out topics of interest for people, and you could give me your top foods to eat. Mm-hmm. If there's preparation tips in there, combination of foods, mm-hmm. let me know. And the top don'ts. So top do's and top don'ts.
Okay.
The first one, this is a big one right now, is libido. lot of people struggling with this one, Doc. And is it different for men and women? Top twos.
Yes. So it definitely is a little different for men and women for some obvious reasons that are likely related to our hormone makeup. So one thing I would just say for men suffering from low libido, while, pure soy protein and organic soy, edamame, tofu are good options, this is probably not the best for a male who's struggling with libido.
Because those are phytoestrogens, right, Doc?
There's some mechanism, and it's not, we think it could be that, but it's not, it's a little bit of a gray zone. But
okay,
research
understood.
Has shown that, even if you're vegetarian, maybe find some other options. Now, I think we know, and we might have talked about this before, the components of the standard American diet, the Western diet, called SAD for a good reason, we know these are problematic. And if that's what you're leaning into, it's just going to cause that inflammation in your gut, which is going to get everything out of whack. And we know that our hormone production, some of it actually happens in the gut. So the way that we eat is related to everything that we're doing. But here's the good news. Some foods that help oxytocin, which many people call the hugging hormone, are things like that we love, like extra dark chocolate. I just say the extra dark, not candy bars, the extra dark chocolate, get your palate used to it. And many people enjoy that. And it also, it contains magnesium. And so that's a good one for you. And then, coffee tends to be good if you tolerate it and if you don't get jittery with coffee, but just keep it to like under about 400 milligrams a day.
Right. Question for you on that.
Yeah.
Because I say
that
to you all the time. But just because I've been told by people like you to say that. So then I just presume, right? I'm like, but don't have more than two. But then, the other day, my brother drinks a ton of the stuff. I'm like, you're not supposed to go over 400 milligrams. He's like, well, why? And I was like, well, because it's dehydrate. Hold on. So I was going to ask you, when you drink too much of it, why is it bad?
Well, you're actually right, Julian. It is dehydrating, for one. The caffeine level adds up because coffee on its own is rich in polyphenols.
Right.
But it's the caffeine that can cause problems for people. So some people, like your brother, may be completely okay with tons of coffee and the caffeine that goes with it. Others, they'll have a half caf and be jittery. And those are the individuals who really have to be careful and maybe avoid it or find like a decaf tea that's better. Our gut microbiome is so much like a thumbprint now that, he might be completely different from your ability to consume coffee. The guidelines and what more of the research suggests is that under the 400 milligrams, but I have a really great colleague at Harvard who's written about coffee, Dr. Sanjeev Chopra, who's actually Deepak Chopra's brother. He's an expert hepatologist, and he touts the benefits of coffee all the time. And he will tell you he drinks many cups of coffee a day, but I have to build in the caveat for my patients because in mental health, it can also completely cause a panic attack for people.
Right, so anxiety and stress. So I thought, I was thinking about that because, you start saying these things automatically, right? It's like, don't do more than two strong cups a day. So this is a universal guideline that's applicable to everyone, is no more than that.
No more than that. But like your brother, if he's okay and everything else is good, it's fine for him. The only other thing I like to add in with that is similar to alcohol, is what you add to it. Because I'm of the philosophy, more people drink coffee and drink alcohol than don't. So I'd rather give them guidances about how to do it almost in a clean way, in quotation marks. And meaning, it's the junk we add to our coffee that's often problematic too. Or the simple syrup and the multiple liquors that go into a cocktail versus just a small glass of wine or, a small glass of red wine. Which was thought actually to be helpful for libido. So, if you're having some pistachios, some almonds, and walnuts, I love people to remember mnemonics because that's how I got through medical school. So my mnemonics for this is POW, P-A-W, pistachios, almonds, and walnuts. And then
got it.
Apples and pomegranates, onions and avocados, actually thought to really help libido along. So include these in like your everyday diet, include it in a salad if you're having a date night. And saffron and fenugreek. It's fenugreek's not a spice everyone knows, but saffron is definitely something that people know and like. So
Doug, speaking of saffron, I'm just gonna jump to depression.
Yeah.
And you know, you talk about saffron in your book, but mm-hmm. can you elaborate? I've had people also mm-hmm. tell me that the pharmacist actually, and he was saying that there are studies that have shown in the right doses, it can be as powerful as Prozac. Is this true? I mean,
yeah. You know, I'm always a food first person, Jillian. You've heard me say that, but saffron is one of those exceptions. I do believe that our diets are not perfect, so there may be a reason for us to get a supplement of some kind. But the instance of saffron, if you think about it, right, it's a very delicate, tiny herb we use very little in a dish. But the studies that were done used higher doses that would be more than the culinary use. And that's why it's one thing if you have a mood, have struggles with your mood a little bit, speak to your doctor about a saffron supplement, a good saffron supplement, because there have been really good studies to show that it helps elevate or helps improve mood. And I think that if you went with the guidance of your doctor, while you can certainly add it to your food, you're simply not going to get the food dose you need right. from that because it's so little. Okay. You'll get the flavor. And so I would say in that instance, look at a clean supplement.
Doc, there's a, I cannot remember the name of it, but there's like a, it's not synthetic. It's what's in, because saffron's so expensive.
Yes.
What, it's not saffron. Like a- what is that? It's in the supplement. It's like an extract of saffron, and I can't remember the name of it.
So the studies were actually done with saffron in a supplemental form, which is why I feel comfortable saying that if there are no reasons that your doc, you know, you always go through a doctor, because like I've said before, grapefruit juice, otherwise healthy, if it's fresh squeezed, can actually, you know, interact with your liver enzymes when you're on certain medications. So that's why I always say, I'm not just, you know, kind of being a nerdy doctor and saying, talk to your doctor. I'm saying everyone has different conditions, and things have become so highly more like precision medicine these days. Jillian, with the gut microbiome and what we're knowing, what we're learning, that you just have to be careful. Make sure you're not taking any other medications that your doctor would be concerned about.
Basically, you're saying now just stick to pure saffron and talk to your doctor. Which brings me to the omegas, Doc. You know, you talk about these all the time for mood in particular, but you say food, not supplements. Can we get enough in our food? Are there, is there a certain dose that we need? Does it have to be, you know, of the three omegas, is one better than another?
So the omegas are a great group, right? And they, because they're rich antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and they have the healthy fats, they actually help different conditions. They help depression, they help anxiety, they help cognition. So they really target different things. And like I've said before, you know, people simply don't fall into a checklist of conditions, which is how our textbook or our diagnostic and statistical manual is set up. And I'm not always cool with that, because I just see people with a touch of depression and some trauma or some ADHD and anxiety. It's often a mixed picture. That's why foods that are rich in omega-3s or even a supplement, if that's what you take, actually it's great because they target a few different things. The seafood sources definitely are rich in the type of omega that reaches our brain. Those that don't consume seafood, there are to the short chain omegas, which are less efficient in reaching your brain. Right. But, you know, the hemp seeds, the flax seeds, the walnuts, the sea algae, you can still include them in your diet. And I would say have them every day, switch it out, have, you know, some hemp seeds on one day in a salad, or flax powder in your, you know, ground flax in your healthy smoothie that day, whatever it is, or add a few. They're not as efficient, so sometimes taking an algal oil supplement could help that, which is basically made from algae. That could be a good option for someone who doesn't eat seafood. If you do eat seafood, consuming different types of seafood, so wild sockeye salmon, if a couple of days a week, you want a serving a portion size to be about the size of your mouse, computer mouse if you
Right.
have one, so that kind of image.
Not your actual
And
mouse, for those of you that
not
have a pet
yet.
mouse. Please continue.
There are other foods that are rich in omegas, right? There, so I usually have the mnemonic smash, which is so it's sardines. Sardines are great source, great snack as well. Mackerel, anchovies, salmon, and haddock. So I always say if you are a seafood eater, look for where you can get the better sourced salmon, the better sourced seafood. Canned sardines are great for a snack if you eat them. But
Oh,
these are good ways to get in
tough to
your
eat,
omegas.
tough to
And
eat.
yeah, and some people love them and some people
Sardines.
hate them.
Oh, my wife loves
It's a
them, and I
funny thing.
just, she gets them on her pizza, the anchovies, and the whole family just gets pissed. The house smells, the whole oven stinks. We're like, do not reheat our pizza with your friggin' anchovies. But oh my God. But I don't try to
Yeah, so it's a
discourage
love-hate
her.
thing. Yeah.
Right, because
Yeah.
it's like I'm
Yeah.
constantly trying to push her to eat better, so I try not to discourage
Right,
her.
right.
But mother of God, Doc, what'd you say? She's yelling, I do eat healthy from the other room. Sometimes, honey, sometimes you do. What about things like caviar and mussels and clams? Because I love those foods. Those are okay. No mercury there.
They are. And I think this is where balance comes in and sourcing and being aware of
Oh.
which seafoods have that. But then that doesn't mean you can't have it. Just switch it up.
Okay.
I always like to say that it's not so much about being elitist, but sometimes when I talk about salmon and people say, well, not everyone has access. But I went to a dollar store recently specifically to see if they had any healthy canned foods. And one of the foods they had was canned salmon. So, canned salmon, canned mussels, canned oysters, they actually are super rich in zinc, which is great for your brain. So aside from the omegas, they have other nutrients that are brain foods. So they're cool choices for you to add into your diet. But what we don't want people to be doing, and I know you're not doing this, is like eating mussels every single day, eating clams every single day. But if you're switching it up, and you are, someone who enjoys seafood, and you get, you can have different types during the week. That's a good way to go. I always talk about clean proteins. So even if I'm talking to someone who's vegan and they eat tofu, I'll say, try to get that organic tofu that's non-GMO sourced. Eat the edamame, in that type of stuff. So it applies to all of us.
Okay. Can you expand on alcohol? Because I thought I had figured this one out, I'll be honest with you. And I was like, okay, here's the deal, right? Don't add all this sugar and, a drink a day tops, but I try to limit it personally to like 4 to 6 max a week. And then you talk to some a neurosurgeon, and they're like, oh, it can help remove amyloid plaques from the brain. And you're like, oh, really? Okay, great. And, oh, it can help keep certain enzymes primed in the liver. But then I'll listen to an endocrinologist, and I'm like, well, it's a cytotoxin, and really none is good. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Right. And so
Doc, it's.
it is hard. It is hard. And I think this is when nutrition does get to be difficult. So let's break it down, right?
Okay.
I said earlier in the conversation, I think more people than not eat foods like beef, eat foods, drink coffee, and drink
Yes,
alcohol. Let's just take those
100%.
three categories,
Without question,
right?
yes.
And without question, in each of those industries, the marketing, the places that sell them, there's a variance, right? There's quality variance, there's how it's sourced. There's even arguments about whether we should, consume beef because of the saturated fat. But there's newer science, right? Studies that came out, the one that was cited by the Journal of the American Association of Cardiology, that really was one of the most cited in 2020, talking about the fact that, you know, they've been rethinking saturated fats. And you say that not everyone is on board with it, Julian, but I'm just throwing that in as a caveat, because these are the nutritional nuances that come into nutritional psychiatry. So let's focus on alcohol.
Yeah,
right. Focus on alcohol. Here are my tips. I'm just going to assume that the person does consume alcohol, so I'm going to say they should have clean cocktails. You know, don't add the junk. Simple syrup is simply sugar. The multiple liquors just add to the sugar load, and they come with other flavorings, which, while fancy, you're not saying don't have one on your birthday, but those juices and stuff, they just add to the it's not just simply calories, but they add to the sugar load, right, of that of that drink. So a glass of really nice red wine, or now there are companies that are producing white wines and rosés with no sugar. And, you know, if that's something you care about and you want to look at a lower calorie that's lighter, that could be a way to go. And if you enjoy it and it's, you know, it's something you enjoy with your dinner, something, that's another way to go. So clean cocktails within moderation, always hydrate. Always hydrate, because that becomes, alcohol is also very dehydrating.
Right.
And all of the things that doctors say about alcohol, it's not that they're not true, but it's, I do think that rather than scare someone with the fact that yes, alcohol can do these things, if they are consuming alcohol, I'm going to give them some guidances about here's how you can do it. So, you know, if you're having 3 to 5 drinks in a week, and you otherwise feeling okay, this is when I would be concerned. If you're not sleeping well, you having that glass of wine or red wine to fall asleep, that's going to disrupt your sleep architecture. If you were telling me that, and of course I don't mean you, but if someone was telling me they woke up in the morning and they were jittery and their anxiety was on the rise.
That my wife gets that.
Some people are super, super sensitive.
What
same with
is
coffee.
That?
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah. So that's microbiome then? Because you were saying it's like a thumbprint.
It's microbiome. So her microbiome is different from yours. But in addition to that, or different from mine, but in addition to that, you know, alcohol does have these, depending on the amount, and it's very, so different people, they can have these, you know, toxic effects. But she may be super sensitive.
Okay.
And therefore, if it doesn't work for her and she wakes up jittery and she's been drinking enough water,
yep.
You know, and it's affecting her, then it's not working for her. So either it's the type of alcohol, and she really wants to consume something, finding something that maybe her gut tolerates better. But that's a great example of just it being the metabolism of it, the fact that it's making her feel jittery and shaky. It's definitely impacting her neurological state differently than, say, the glass of wine you had.
So there is just a certain amount of this that requires us to take some self-agency and pay attention to how our body responds to the third cup of coffee, the glass of wine. Because while there are these excellent guidelines you're giving us, ultimately, she's responding differently than me to the glass of wine, and my brother is responding differently than me to the third cup of coffee.
To the coffee.
Okay.
This is all correct. And in nutritional psychiatry, I've designed these principles, these pillars of nutritional psychiatry, which are basically principles. And one of them is body intelligence, which is exactly what you're speaking about. You know, if you can have that second cup of coffee, but you come to your 2 o'clock podcast recording and you're like, I'm going to have my third cup, and then you start to feel shaky, that's obviously not working. Or you notice that night you can't sleep. That's body intelligence. And I find that many people just will tell me they have brain fog and never actually connected to the fact that they've been eating a certain kind of lunch at work for that, you know, past 2 weeks, or at home or wherever they are.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. And Doc, I know you're on a tight schedule today, but when we come back, I've got some rapid fire questions for you on keto, intermittent fasting, adaptogens. We'll be right back with Dr. Uma Naidu. And everybody, go get This Is Your Brain on Food. It's her best-selling, most awesome book ever. It's my go-to Bible. We'll be right back with Dr. Uma Naidu.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Doc. So I'm going to try to rapid fire these. Here we go. So people, like I was mentioning to you during the break, I get 10 questions on, let's say, menopause, right? And so I'm just going to try to pare it down to top 3 foods for menopause, do's and top don'ts.
Okay. All right. So with menopause, one of the things you want to be thinking about is what are the symptoms you're having and how can you use your diet to kind of clean up those things, right? So some people are struggling with sleep. It starts with, the things you've heard before, sleep hygiene. Are you going to shop at your favorite supermarket or store late at night, right? That type of exposure to light is going to impact your sleep. What the coffee that you're drinking, the alcohol that you're drinking, is that something you need to tweak a little bit? Because maybe you need to have that cup of coffee early in the day. Maybe you need to not be leaning on that glass of wine or two. And that type of stuff. Now, sleep can also be impacted by food. So one of my tricks with that is have breakfast for dinner, because eggs if you consume them, are rich in melatonin and some other foods that I list in my book. So have that as like an omelet.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So have those at night. So, you know, I just happen to mention sleep because a lot of women tell me about that being a problem. Then in terms of, you know, anti-inflammatory foods, they actually bring back, they help your gut. And we know that hormones, and we know that in menopause, things are kind of getting a little bit out of whack and you're not feeling comfortable. But when you bring it back to the gut, you realize that the hormone production happens there, vitamin production happens there. It's one of the places that it's a little factory where all these microbes are interacting. You can think, well, look, if I just, you know, start to cut out that daily ice cream and start to put in a healthy serving of berries. It's slow and steady. You know, I'm not saying Friday night don't have ice cream, but build it in slowly. So, you know, there's a diet that's been that a doctor's done some research on called the Galveston diet. I know I wrote a blog for them once, and you know that has some interesting. Things that can be useful to women to look up as well.
Galveston diet. I'm going to check that out, Doc. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the questions come in like this: maca and menopause, adaptogens and menopause, top foods for menopause. I'm just like, oh my god! But then I didn't think about it with regard to symptoms. That's so intelligent. It's like, if you're not sleeping, what foods are going to help calm you down? That makes perfect sense.
And matcha is a great form of green tea. It's one of the purest, right? And has properties that help with focus because green tea is rich in L-theanine and EGCG. So those could be great, but is she feeling that the maca is impacting her negatively, or is it helping her? You know, maybe she needs to switch to a green tea with jasmine or something that, like a passion flower tea, can be very calming and more gentle to the body and sort of keeps her less anxious, because that's the other thing that happens. Women get more anxious during menopause. I see that in my clinic all the time. So these are just ways to think about it.
Keto, yes or no?
So keto is very specific. I've had people have great success on keto. Keto has certainly, there are some case studies in certain mental illnesses where that has helped with the weight gain related to medications that the individual is taking and has helped to improve symptoms. But I don't feel strongly enough yet that that's what we should be doing for everyone. So keto is good for some people. I don't think people should do it for a long time. They should, again, pay attention to body intelligence. And if they're not feeling well, I've had success with some of my patients doing that while integrating it with nutritional psychiatry principles. But I've also had a couple of people get sick and not feel good. So again, based on my clinical experience and looking at the research, you know, I feel like if it works for you, let's tweak it to the best advantage for your brain. And if you're not feeling well on it, then it's not for you. And I don't think anyone should be doing this long term. I think do it for a while and then just adopt healthy eating habits, right?
Because then you're not getting so many of these foods that are beneficial in a myriad of other ways. I mean, doctors like yourself and Dr. Lee, you guys are like, oh, and then if you get pomegranate, it's going to replenish your acromantia microbe. But if you're on keto, you're not eating it.
Not eating it. And even something as simple as whole grains, right? Because whole grains, I'm not referring to a loaf of whole wheat bread that is pre-sliced, packaged in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. Because if I, you know, went on vacation, I left it outside on my counter, it would be great 3 weeks later. Because it's highly processed, right? And it's got a lot of stuff in it to make it last. So when I say whole grains, I mean, you know, spelt, quinoa, you know, things that actually, oats, barley, small portions of it, farro. These types of grains are important because actually your microbes need those whole grains. So the fiber and the benefit of the whole grains, it's just that I don't want you to be eating heaps of it. all the time. I want you to have it as part of your balanced diet, but don't completely ignore it, unless your doctor has suggested that you try maybe a short-term keto for a specific reason. Like,
see, that's
keto
right.
Diet was originally
like epilepsy, right, yeah, Doc?
That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Right.
You know, it really was developed as a treatment for epilepsy. So
right.
That was how it started.
So Under a doctor's supervision for specific individuals with a specific medical condition and not for an extended period of time. Because people just like, once it gets into the zeitgeist, it's I'm keto, yeah, and it just becomes a part of their identity. I'm like, you're not. You're actually Ralph. Nice to meet you, Ralph. You're eating keto for a little while? Okay. It's cheese. Intermittent fasting, yes or no?
So I there's not enough evidence in nutritional psychiatry for that. We're still doing the research. Anecdotally, patients have said to me, those that do successful intermittent fasting under the supervision of a physician, will tell me they have less brain fog and they have like greater focus in the afternoon. So I think it works for some people. It's the fasting interval that works for you. It's whether if you wake up hungry, you should not be doing intermittent fasting. I like to tap into those patients of mine who are interested in doing it. I work in conjunction with their PCP. They almost natural fasts. They wake up and I have a cup of coffee, Dr. Naidu, and I feel good and I'm only hungry for lunch at 11. That's okay. So we work out a fasting window for them, but we also incorporate those healthy whole foods. It's not just let me eat pizza and Coke someone said to me, that's a vegetarian diet, Dr. Naidu, don't forget. And, so it's always about these little nuances and being a little specific with people. So yes, you can try that out. I think the more research will emerge around mental health and intermittent fasting, but for physical health, there's a lot of good evidence about sort of the cellular renewal in the body that happens. So if you naturally are faster and it works for you and you have the right window, and men are different from women in this in terms of the fasting window that and even the
they are
outcomes.
They, so, are they capable of more?
So they can do, yes. So I don't know if I would say more. I would say that it's a different window, they can go longer.
Yeah, my brother can
hit
16 hours. Like it's nothing. And at 12 hours, I'm like clawing my eyes out and I have to add to 14. Mm-hmm. And my wife can't even, she has to eat immediately when she wakes up.
Right. And some people, and so for her, she's probably just not someone who, unless, her doctor's told her there's some benefit from it in depending on her conditions, it's not for her. And I get that a lot in my clinic as well.
Right. Okay. I got two more, Doc. Number one is top three foods for anxiety. And I went to top three foods because it was top foods. And I'm trying to narrow. I know you'll be here all day. So if you had to pick three, and I see people, the anxiety thing crosses. It's just everywhere. Everyone's feeling anxious these days.
Feeling it. Yeah, this is true. So I'm going to go with slightly different foods that I'm going to go with some ones that you wouldn't have thought, that people wouldn't have thought of. I'm going to say lean into fiber. Those five fiber foods, the beans, the berries, the apples, bananas, the fruit, but those that are rich in fiber, the walnuts, the, fiber-rich lentils, these are filling foods. And what they do is they are more complex starches. They break down more slowly in your body. And if you have that as part of, say, your lunch, and you should be having it a little bit at every meal, they actually help ease the insulin spikes and your blood sugar in your body. And I've noticed that patients with anxiety will feel on more of an even keel when they really lean into fiber-rich foods. And you can't get fiber from animal or seafood protein. So think about a plant slant. So that's one big group. Fiber is your friend when you're anxious. The next one is easy hack is turmeric with a pinch of black pepper. If you are someone who hasn't been using it, get a nice little organic brand, a quarter teaspoon with a pinch of black pepper, add it to a tea, a soup, or a smoothie. a good amount of evidence for anxiety. Definitely speak to your doctor, because with all these natural substances, I'm not sure what medications you may be taking.
Of course.
You want to be careful. And then a third big one with anxiety is how can you get in magnesium into your body? Because magnesium helps lower anxiety. So some people go to a supplement, and there are different forms, types of supplements. But if you said top three, I'd say pay attention to adding in an easy spice to your day, add fiber to your diet. And, if you're getting your blood tests and you're going to see your doctor, check your electrolytes, see what your magnesium level is. It may not be that you need a supplement, but, what can you be adding that's rich in magnesium?
Okay, last question, Doc. What is your cheat food /treat food? Because I hate that word.
Yeah.
But what do you eat that's not awesome? Right? And how often, how much of it, or like not going to change your brain for the better, so to speak? Like, what does a person like you do when they're not eating walnuts?
That's funny. So I'm definitely, like with everyone else, I'm not a perfect eater, and I wouldn't claim to be one, but I really am here to improve how people are feeling emotionally and their mental health. The short answer to your question is I have a favorite type of cheese pizza. And if I'm near the store or I'm in that area of the world, I will try it out, and not often. So it's not as much as I might like it. I've written this and I believe it. The unfortunate thing is these cheat treat foods are mistreating your brain. So I'm not going to do it too often, but if I happen to come across it, or I feel, and I think this is really important when it comes to foods that we know are not healthy, if you're going to feel badly about it and you're going to, beat yourself up, it's just not worth it. So when I do this, I go in with, hey, I've earned this not so great for my brain food, but I'm going to enjoy it because I don't often eat it, or I'm not often here, and just lean into it. And, next day I'm eating my salad again. So I'm cool with that.
You are awesome. Everybody, get Dr. Naidu's book, This Is Your Brain on Food. As always, you are fantastic. Where can we get more, Doc? How do we get more Dr. Naidu and change our brain, help with our anxiety, improve our mood, feel better? How? Where do we go to find the rest of your stuff besides your awesome book?
Thanks so much, Jillian. So check out my website, umanaidumd.com. We have a giveaway guide and a newsletter and lots of stuff that you can get there. Check me out on social media at drumanaidoo, which is my name, at Dr. Uma Naidu. And we're always putting up the most recent research and some handy tips for you to feel better. So those are great ways to keep connected with me. And thanks, Jillian. It's always so amazing to talk with you.
Hey, guys. If you're enjoying the show, do us a big favor and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, because it just helps us get the show out there, get heard by more people. We'd really appreciate it.